Blog Talk Radio.
PainReliefRadio.com. This is your host, Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Thursday, December 24th, and we're broadcasting live from beautiful Michigan, the Great Lakes State. We're going to be talking about some of the causes of headaches and migraines and what you can do to get rid of that pain in your head. Today's sponsor helping you get rid of your jaw pain naturally is JawPainNaturalRelief.com, JawPainNaturalRelief.com. It addresses all of the causes in your whole body that cause pain in your jaw, and that's why it's also beneficial for other types of headaches, not just jaw pain. JawPainNaturalRelief.com. Today we'll only have a 15-minute show, and I want to remind you that I am not a doctor. I am the pain relief coach. You can always get more information at simplepainrelief.com, simplepainrelief.com. Just scroll through the categories down to the headache or migraine category for more information. Well, migraines and headaches are basically awful, and I wish you never had them, but bodies are logical and they work in certain ways. So sometimes there are things that we do that we can not do and get rid of our headaches. Some of us just have sensitive neck muscles or even nerves, which make us prone to head pain. Most of our pain problems are caused by muscles, which are complaining. Sometimes they become taut. It's a different kind of tight. Sometimes trigger points develop in muscles. Trigger points are areas of tight, crabby muscle that fire or cause pain elsewhere. There are common areas for trigger points which can cause headaches or head pain or migraines. Those common areas are in the muscles of your shoulders and your neck. Those muscles tend to get overstretched because we spend most of our days with our heads and our arms in front of us. The muscles in the front of our body tend to get short from working in these positions all day. But the poor back and neck muscles get stretched all the time. Pretty soon they get sick and tired of it, and so they start to complain and ache, and sometimes they also develop trigger points which fire into our head, then we get head pain. Here are some tips to avoid overstretching those muscles in your shoulder and the back of your neck. When you're standing, try to keep your head over your shoulders rather than let it drift off in front of your head. But if you force your head backward, that will probably aggravate the muscles in your neck and at the base of your skull and may cause a headache for you. Instead, work to push out your tummy or develop a curve in your low back, which is going forward toward your abdomen. Or lift your chest. If you lift your breastbone, pretend that there's somebody who has hooked a beautiful cord into your breastbone and they're lifting you up toward the clouds. When you lift your chest like that, when you lift your breastbone, it allows your head to move back over your shoulders naturally without any effort on your part. Well, the effort is to lift your chest, but you're not forcing your head, so the muscles around your head don't get aggravated. If you're sitting down, working, relaxing, watching TV, using the computer, driving, sit upright. Tuck a pillow behind your low back at your waist if you need support. I always have a variety of pillows, hand towels, things that I can roll up and tuck behind my waist when I'm in the car, because almost every car seat causes us to be in a leaning back position. When we do that, we tend to force our head forward. Did you hear that change in my voice? When you move your head forward, it causes a strain in your neck muscles. Strained neck muscles cause head pain. You can avoid a lot of head pain by sitting upright and standing as upright as possible. That's why lift your chest, prop behind your waist. A lot of our pain can be eliminated or prevented when we understand how our wonderful bodies work. And you have a smart body, and it wants to be well. It just needs a little help from you. So some of the most common things that cause migraines and headaches are muscles. Diet is related. A lot of people get headaches when they eat certain foods, or they don't see the tie-in right away. The tie-in may be long enough away that they don't understand the relationship. If you eat an orange and you get a migraine immediately, and this happens a few times, you're going to get suspicious that it's the orange. But if you have a handful of nuts every day and you have frequent headaches, you may not make the connection that it could be from stuff building up in your system from the nuts. People have different responses to different foods. Some people are sensitive to a lot of different foods that will cause a headache, and other people, nothing seems to bother them. In fact, there are people who simply don't have headaches. Maybe they have enough space at the base of their skull where the nerves and the blood vessels pass through. That much pressure doesn't happen to those nerves and blood vessels. When nerves are being pressed on, though, because of poor posture or crooked posture, rotation or twist in your body, perhaps caused by scoliosis. And remember, everything has a cause. So even scoliosis, even migraines, they don't happen unless something is causing them to happen. Your body just doesn't suddenly say, I think I'll get a headache for no good reason. No, that's not how your body works. When you're having a headache or a migraine, your body is saying to you, I'm not happy. Something is going on. But, you know, since you have such a smart body, if you can figure out what's going on, you can often get rid of your headaches and even all or most of your migraines. If you sleep in a funny, twisted up, neck turned, chin tilted, different strange things at night, you can wake up with a headache. Part of it depends on when you get your headache. If you're waking up in it, it may be your pillow or the way you're sleeping. Side sleepers can get headaches and migraines. Back sleepers can also get them, but it's for a different position that they put their head in. The most beneficial position for migraine sufferers is to sleep on their back with their neck supported and the pillow pulled up tight by their ears. Why? Because that keeps them from doing bad things with their neck at night, like flopping their head off to the side when they're asleep. There are more articles about how to use your pillow at simplepainrelief.com. Scroll down to the category for headaches or migraines. Now, yoga is something that can help relieve your headaches. How come? Well, like any good stretching program, the purpose of yoga is to get your body in balance so that you don't have some muscles that are strong, some muscles that are weak, some muscles that are overstretched, some muscles that are too tight. Yoga or any good stretching program will help relieve your headaches. how does this happen? Well, a program like that, where you're using all of your muscles, takes the pressure off the muscles around your chest, ribs, shoulders, and neck. Those are the muscles that get tight and cause your headache symptoms. When you stretch them and improve your posture and your balance, then you're going to have fewer headaches. When I had absolutely lousy posture and my head was way in front of my body and my head was also twisted around because of a scoliosis in my spine, because of a leg length difference, I had a lot of migraines. Migraines took 3 days out of my life on a regular basis, and I used to have a lot of food sensitivities too. When I eliminated the foods, and over the years that was quite a few foods, including such things as shellfish, pork. For a while I could eat no nuts. Peanuts and pistachios, those are triggers for a lot of people. I can't remember even all the things that I've gotten rid of. But over the years, I had to get rid of so many things because for me, they were triggers. And I had to work on my posture. And I had to get the scoliosis corrected, which I did naturally, which I was able to do naturally by going to people who were very skilled in massage and body work. If you strengthen the muscles on the back side of your body, it's going to help make you long and strong and create muscular balance. It's going to help you have good posture. When you have good posture with your head over your body instead of out in front of it, you're going to have fewer headaches. A good stretching program or something like yoga helps get your circulation moving, and that helps move the metabolic wastes or your body wastes out of your body. And also, that reduces swelling, which can cause head pain. If you have a swelling in the area of your nerves and blood vessels that pass into your head, there's a little opening at the base of your skull where these things pass into your head, or around your head, if you have swelling and tight muscles, you're going to have head pain. A good stretching program helps you to become more in tune with your body. So when your muscles start to complain or your head starts to hurt, you can figure out the cause faster and correct it. Sometimes you might feel a headache coming on at the base of your skull. If you get a nice hot pack or an icy pack, the rule of thumb is usually heat for muscle pain, ice for nervy pain. Migraines usually respond better to ice than to heat. Throw that ice or heat pack on your neck at the base of your skull and you might be able to avoid that headache or migraine. I want to thank you for joining me today at painreliefradio.com, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Next week, join me on December 31st. We're going to be talking about foot pain relief. This is Catherine Farrell. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. For more information about getting rid of your aches, pains, and other symptoms naturally, go to simplepainrelief.com. And please visit our sponsor, jawpainnaturalrelief.com, helping you get rid of the pain in your head naturally. Today is December 24th. Remember to take good care of yourself because you deserve to feel better.